Blog Talk.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, August 13th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I have had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model, then rock and roll singer, corporate consultant, adjunct professor, and today I am a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. So let's set the tone for today's program. All men dream, but not equally. Those who dream by night in the dusty recesses of their minds wake in the day to find that it was vanity. But the dreamers of the day are dangerous men, for they may act their dreams with open eyes to make it possible. That's from T.E. Lawrence. Today's show is brought to you by the folks at budgetpreneur.com. If you find that you have very little money to invest in your business and yet still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. Let's get started. Oh, by the way, if you're listening online and asking a question, be sure to mute your computer first. We have a fantastic show for you today, so have your pen and paper handy. Our topic is using social media to find a job. Our guest today is David Rossman. Let me introduce him to you. David Rossman is an award-winning author, educator, trainer, and keynote speaker. He is the author of Management of Human Resources, a workbook for distant learning students, as well as several white papers on employment issues, including a 175-page paper as the chair of a U.S. Representatives Committee concerning EEOC and affirmative action. David has been teaching resume and cover letter writing skills for over 15 years, watching the amazing and sometimes frustrating changes as we enter the world of computer resume analysis and review. It is, in part, because of these changes that he is with us today, to help you update your initial contact with a potential employer to early 21st century standards. As the CCBW, by the way, that's the Chief Cook and Bottle Washer for Ink and Voice Communication, David provides training for corporations and political campaigns in the areas of persuasion, public speaking, organizational communication, gendered communication, customer service, and critical thinking and listening. His motto is, don't think outside the box. There's nothing out there. Rather, try thinking in different boxes. Today, David teaches communication at Columbia College in Columbia, Missouri, and is finishing his first nonfiction work concerning the founding of the United States and religion. A Christian Nation? That's the title of the book, which is due for release November 1st. He is also a weekly columnist for the Columbia Missourian and for Ink and Voices blog and is a book reviewer for the New York Journal of Books. The other reason I invited David to join us today is because his enthusiasm is infectious. You'll see in a minute. David holds his Master of Arts in Communication with an emphasis on organizational communication and psychology from the University of Northern Colorado and his Bachelor of Science in Administration from St. Louis University. Learn more about David by visiting his site, www.inkandvoice.com. Welcome, David.
Hello there. Do I really do all that?
Yes, and I bet you do a lot more, too. That's exactly why I invited you to be my guest. So what is happening in the world of the career hunt today?
Well, you know, and your listeners know that it's getting harder and harder to find a job. And this is especially true if, and the Department of Labor has the statistics to bear this out, if you are over the age of 40, if you happen to be a minority or a woman, the women are losing more jobs or are not gaining jobs as fast as the men are right now. We know that resumes are being read by the computer, not by individuals. And when they are being read by an individual, you are not the only one who is applying for that job. There will be, could be hundreds, multiple hundreds of individuals applying for the same job. So now it's very important to get out of the old rules of resume writing. And I cannot tell you, Yvonne, how many people who I have rewritten resumes for come back to me and say, this is too short. And I come back to them and I said, nobody has the time to read this stuff.
So true.
So we really have to get away from this thinking of old rules and thinking what they're calling outside the box. And I want your listeners and anybody else out there to start thinking in different boxes. Rebuild what you have. Don't start from the beginning, because what you have is a good start, but you don't have the right information. And this is all coming from friends of mine who are members of the Society of Human Resource Management, the American Society for Training and Development, professional hiring managers and executives around the United States that I know.
That's fascinating. So make it short and sweet. Get to the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
And write it for a computer.
That's right. And KISS is not, there's nothing stupid about KISS. Keep it short and simple. And that is the key.
Now, I know you have a rule for everything. What is Rossman's rule for everything?
Rossman's rule for everything. Nothing is as hard as it seems, but everything is harder than it looks.
Oh, so true.
Okay, so one of it's not that hard to cut down this two-page resume or this one-page resume that you're doing in 8-point type to keep it on one page. It's not hard to knock it down. The problem is we don't want to get rid of things because we're used to them. And now it's time to just get rid of the junk.
I'm totally with you on that. So what's your rule for everything else? Do you have one?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The rule for everything else is never give in. And that is coming from Winston Churchill. And it was a speech he gave in 1941 in London, just after the bombing of London. And the quote, there are three versions of the quote, all from Churchill. The one that I use most often says, never give in. Never, 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 in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. In other words, you're going to get rejected. Don't take it personally.
I'm with you. Because if you take it personally, actually, your attitude will reflect that, and now you've actually started harming your own self.
You have that problem, but the other problem is, and I have a very close friend of mine who's been looking for work now for about a year and a half, and we've rebuilt his resume a couple of times to reflect some personal things he's done in the time period. But one of the things we had to work with him specifically was not to take the rejection personally. The computer doesn't know who you are. The HR hiring assistant who does the first review doesn't know who you are. They don't care. You may have every item that they're looking for, but you may be resume number 73, and by the time they got to 72, they already had 12 people chosen.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, and this is what a lot of people don't think about. And so when you are sending out a resume, And here's the key, and this is a very big key. Resumes are not designed to get you a job. A resume has never gotten anybody a job. What resumes do is get you eliminated from the running.
How's that?
Well, because when the guy who is looking for at the resume, let's say the company is a smaller company, they don't have the big computers to go through resumes. If it's a smaller corporation, they're going through resumes, they're looking for professionalism. This is the Rossman rule, and I have a bunch of them, and I love my Rossman rules. But Rossman rule number one says resumes only eliminate you from the job competition. And the reason is because people try to get fancy. They try to use colors. They're using fancy letters. I have one person that I know who refuses to use anything but pink paper.
That's funny.
And if you don't want to get your job, use pink paper.
Oh, of course. Pink paper immediately makes them just toss it.
Right. And the way I say this in a brochure, which I'll talk about later, says if anyone tells you that a resume got them the job, or the resume they are selling you guarantees you will get a dream job, look at them, stamp your foot, and say, you lie.
Go ahead.
I can't guarantee that, so nobody can.
Yeah, no one can guarantee that. One of the things you mentioned was that one of your rules was do not ask for work, not now anyway. How do you get work if you don't ask for work?
This is what, and you and I talked about this earlier, where we're talking about using social media to do your job hunt. Now, one of the best social media sites to do a job hunt is a site titled LinkedIn, LinkedIn.com. It is a professional site, i.e., it is for people in business to do business. And one of the nice things that you get in LinkedIn is you get a lot of connections with a lot of people, not just in your area, but around the world. I have connections in, I think, 17 or 18 countries right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I just did a resume for somebody in India who's moving to New York City. And his wife is going to a PhD program, I think it is, at New York University, and he wants a job. So he, in the process of moving over, has his proper paperwork to get work here in the United States while his wife is at school. And he wrote me, he said, could you rewrite my resume for me? And so this is what LinkedIn does. Now, one of the things that people do on LinkedIn is they join these groups that are in their professional area, and they write in their profiles, I am looking for work. Don't do that. Tell these people what you're a professional in. And in order to find work, you need to establish yourself as a professional in that field. So what you do in LinkedIn is you start responding to people's postings and answering questions that people have and start getting one or two people to give you references on how knowledgeable you are. You'll be surprised how many people you know who are already on LinkedIn. Ask them for references. And at that point, on LinkedIn, they have job categories under each of the organizations that you may belong to. So you can go through there and find jobs, or if you find a job, and say it's with, just because they moved here recently, IBM, then what you can do is you can go on LinkedIn and see if you have any connections with the people at IBM. And if you do, you ask them about the position and who you should talk to. So when you write the letter, not to the HR grunt, but to the vice president of HR, you can say, Sam Schwartz recommended that I write you directly because you now have that connection. But if you start out going in saying, I need a job, what's going to happen is everybody's going to see you're desperate and they're going to walk away.
Ah, how about leaving out the crap? I know that's another one of your rules. You said leave out the crap. What does that mean exactly?
Well, first of all, don't volunteer any bad stuff in a resume. I cannot believe how many people volunteer bad stuff.
What's bad stuff?
Don't tell them what religion you are, if you're married or single. Don't say those things because nobody cares. Don't put down hobbies that you have that have nothing to do with the job. Don't put down organizations you belong to unless they're professional associations. And even better, if you hold a management position within that association, do not put in references. Nobody cares, and it's taking up valuable space. If you get through the first cut, i.e., they say, oh, you're number 72, and we like your resume, and they put it in the accept pile, they will call you and ask you for references. But don't volunteer them right away. Also, as a sidebar to that, Yvonne, make sure you call your references and know what they're going to tell the employer.
So kind of give them a heads up that you've used them as a reference so they aren't surprised if and when they receive that call.
Better. Call them up and ask if you can use them as a reference.
First.
Yes, because that's asking permission. That puts you in a better eye with the person referring you, i.e., they give you a better reference in the end.
Okay, I'm completely with you on that. Now,
there are two other things you got to leave out on a resume because nobody cares. Do not put down an objective. It means nothing. Nobody cares. Of course everybody wants a job that will give them growth and make a six-figure salary and all this neat stuff. Nobody cares about it. Leave it off. The other thing you want to leave off is your skills and ambitions unless you have something absolutely unique behind yourself that goes to that particular job. Everybody needs to know how to use Microsoft Word and Excel. Everybody needs, and this is just normal stuff I get rid of all the time on the first run through a resume. I just get rid of it because it doesn't help.
I hear you. I understand. I think it's what I call the equivalent of a light switch, right? You walk into a room, you it's dark, you expect to be able to flip a light switch and have a light on. So it's the equivalent of that in as much as in today's workplace, you should know those things.
That's expected, right.
So no need to add it.
That's absolutely correct.
You know that.
Yeah. And then, you always have the Rossman rule number 3, which says lying is not an option.
Well, right. Why would someone lie? Now you have to maintain that lie, and even if you were in that list of 72 that they selected, now you're not trustworthy, and so you're gone.
Well, plus, once you get past that first review, that first hurdle, and your resume is put into the next pile for a secondary review, somewhere between that second review and the third review when they actually contact you, they may go into your LinkedIn website, your Facebook website. They may do a quick Google search on your name to see what comes up.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and this goes back to an old adage, you never ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
I'm completely with you. Now, I have a question that may be a little bit of out of left field, but I recently wrote a blog post about using video resumes. Have you heard of those?
Say that a centennial resume?
videos, using a video resume.
I wrote a column about that last year, I think it was, for the Missourian. And the basic answer to that is when I asked the people from the Society of Human Resource Management, SHRM, about video resumes, the vast majority of the HR people say, don't do it. Now, let me give you the other half of that. The few that say do it are people who are in the video business. But unless you are going for a job as an on-air personality for a television or a blog TV thing, they don't care. Plus, it's easier to discriminate against you if you send a video. They know your race. They know your height. They look at your body and they can figure out how old you are. You don't want that.
Yeah, they know your age. They know all kinds of things.
Right.
Very true.
They can hear your voice.
Very, very true.
Right, and if you don't do a good video...
Do you have any other things to share about getting out of the comfort zone?
Oh, sure. I mean, one of the things that I tell a lot of people is if you see a job that you really don't qualify for, but you really think it would be interesting, go ahead and apply for it. The worst you can do is get nothing back from them. But the best that can happen, and it's happened to me, is somebody calls you up and says, hey, tell me about why you're interested in this job. And I got a telephone interview out of it. So it is, once you're out of your own comfort zone, you get into a different business, your skills are transferable. Do it. If you see something that looks curious, that looks interesting, you think you would have fun doing it, go for it.
I totally agree with that. I've done that so many times, I cannot tell you. I just went for it and got it.
Yep.
Surprise, surprise. And, I mean, I had 10 careers, and of those 10 careers, many, many times it was just something that I was interested in, studied up on, did a little research, got to know it very well, and thought, I think I would enjoy this. Let me just go for it, and then got the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't do that, then you miss opportunities to grow because you yourself take yourself out of the running.
That's right. That's absolutely correct, Yvonne.
Absolutely. So do you have another one of Rossman's rules that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Another one of my favorite rules or just one of my rules?
Anyone that you would like to share. Look professional, be professional. You talked a little about that one.
Yeah, and also Rossman rule number 4 is believe your gut. And if your gut is saying something doesn't feel right about a job you're applying for, don't apply for it. I have turned down jobs because my gut has said something's wrong here. And lo and behold, the person who got the job left 6 or 7 months later because they couldn't stand the... Remember, you're hiring them as well as they are hiring you. You're interviewing both ways. So what you have to do is make sure you know that company as well as you know yourself.
So that's another way to use social media is just as they're going to go look you up on the Internet once they select your resume, you could go look them up too on the Internet to find out about the company.
Let me give you a little bit of an example. I used to work many years ago. I worked as an administrative hearing officer for the insurance commissioner's office in Colorado. About 4 years ago, I got a phone call from a recruiter that a company in New York City was looking for a ethics officer. Well, that happens to be part of my background. So I went and I looked at the company and I found out real quick who they were, and it happened to be AIG. And so I went out and I found books on AIG. I went to their filings with the SEC. I went to their website to see what they were doing and what was going on. So So when I walked into that first interview, when I was flown to New York for the first interview, I knew as much about their company as they did.
And that's what you need to do, actually, so that
right.
you have an intelligent interview.
Oh, yeah. And you know what questions to ask that are outside the normal stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's part of that being professional thing.
That's part of being professional. And I tell you, I can't tell you how often I've seen people today when I'm teaching a class who come to a professional program, a training program, and I ask myself, did they even look in the mirror when they left home?
That's right.
They may not be going to work, but they're coming to a professional business program. So how come you're dressed like you're going to weed the garden?
That's right. And I see that a lot with the people that I work with. Now, I don't wear ties anymore. I teach college. I don't have to wear one. But when I go to do a professional meeting or I'm doing a training session, you better believe there's a tie and jacket on because that's what they expect.
That's right. And so even one of the things that I share is that if you're going to the interview and even if the environment is one that is business casual, you should still wear a jacket. You can always take the jacket off, but at least that first impression is a professional-looking one when they come to greet you and bring you in to have that conversation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know we're running a little short of time, but I want to talk about one other thing that employers are looking for. An employer is only looking for three things, Yvonne: how you can make them money, save them money, and save them time.
Uh-huh.
So when you're looking at your achievements, what you've been able to do, and those are things that aren't expected on the job, those over and above the norm, qualify it in terms of dollars or percentages gained or lost and in terms of how you made money, saved money, or saved time.
So would you recommend having those things on your resume then?
Absolutely, and they go right underneath your job description of what you did last.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm totally with you on that. Do you have any closing comments for us, David?
If your listeners would like, I have a 24-page brochure that's available on how to write a resume, and included with this brochure is a before and an after, so you can get a real feel of what a resume should be looking like today. And if they go to books.inkandvoice.com, they can purchase it. Now, the pamphlet is going on Amazon for $4. I'm selling it to your listeners for $3.
Okay, great. That is wonderful. I'll be sure to remind the listeners of that after the program is over. And I want to once again thank you so much for joining us and being my guest today. This was a really, really wonderful show. Yes?
It's my pleasure. I enjoy this. You can tell that I'm really bored about this subject, can't you?
No, you're very enthusiastic as always, and you always energize me when we talk, so I'm so thrilled that you were my guest today. I want to thank you for the wonderful, wonderful interview, David, and thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. Now, follow the tips that David just gave you so that you can find that new job that you're looking for. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois. And I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'll leave you with this thought for the day. Be of good cheer. Do not think of today's failures, but of the successes that may come tomorrow. You have set yourself a difficult task, but you will succeed if you persevere, and you will find a joy in overcoming obstacles. Helen Keller said that. Remember to always join us on the second Saturday And in the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. While you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us some feedback on today's show. So have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend. And thanks again, David. I really appreciate having you as my guest today.
Oh, I just enjoyed myself. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at Yvonne@YvonneFBrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.YvonneFBrown.com, YvonneFBrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.